Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I appreciate you being a part of the JK Show, CBS Sports Radio, as I come to you live near Riley Auto Parts Studio. A studio where I guess I'm gonna change studios coming up in around 5 weeks. Come from new studios. So, Anthony, you and I will be sweating again as we get the new studio set up because we're getting ready to move.
Oh, no.
680 The Fan, getting ready to move to our brand new state-of-the-art studios. Right next in Battery, Atlanta, right next to SunTrust Park where the Braves play. Because there's an entire entertainment and business complex all around that stadium. And we are opening our brand new studios in like 5 weeks. So, but I am kind enough to be able to use, since from being in this building, I use one of these auxiliary studios in the building that we're in right now, which is right next to my house. So I think I'm going to beg, borrow, and steal to maybe just sit where I'm at if I can. But I don't know. Just because it's right next door, you know, makes it easy. It's very comfortable. And then Anthony and I don't have to sweat on Sunday mornings, right? Don't have to sweat that, you know, we connect. There are a lot of people who don't, Anthony, do not understand, by the way, that we are not in the same room. They don't realize sometimes that I'm in Atlanta and you're in New York.
I am in the Big Apple.
You're in the Big Apple. You're where exactly? I love New York. Gosh, I love New York. Did you see that the Penn State leadership was sent to prison? Off to Sing Sing? I am... Really, I've got to tell you, I'm a happy camper. Finally, I'm a happy camper. Because I can only tell you this, as a resident of the state of Pennsylvania for 30 years of my life, I am beyond thrilled. Beyond thrilled that we finally get to see jail time for people other than Jerry Sandusky in this Penn State sexual abuse scandal. Former president, two other administrators sentenced to jail terms on Friday for failing to report a 2001 allegation that Jerry Sandusky was molesting young boys. And what we have in this country are people who absolutely worship at the altar of athletics and football and sports. And believe me, I do every Saturday. I love it. Except for like the hour and 15 minutes I'm at Holy Spirit, you know, for Saturday Mass, so I can get up on Sunday morning with you. We worship at the altar of football. But there's nothing like Happy Valley. And as a Pennsylvanian, I saw it long before this scandal happened. There's nothing like it. There is an entire mindset of just blind loyalty. And Joe Paterno was one of those guys. Joe Paterno is one of those guys. He was worshipped blindly. He was a hero of epic proportions. If you talk to people in the Penn State circle, the Joe Bots, as I called them, they were folks that would just, yeah, all those other programs are cheating, but we're not. It would always be that Joe Paterno and the Penn State Nittany Lions were on a level of moral fortitude that no other program could touch. Yeah, those other programs that Joe Pa's trying to beat there, yeah, they're cheating. We don't do that in Happy Valley. Oh. But what you do in Happy Valley was to allow a child predator to stroll your athletic facilities, your practice fields, your community, while adults chose to instead being afraid of scandal, being afraid of negative publicity, they decided it was best to shut their mouths. And thank you. Thank you that at least there's some semblance. Now, 2 months in jail is hardly a, is hardly a punishment. I mean, it's hardly a punishment. 2 months in jail plus another two under house arrest for Graham Spanier, Penn State's president. Spanier, 4 to 12 months of incarceration, will be on probation for 2 years and pays a $7,500 fine. Tim Curley, the former athletic director. Gary Schultz, senior vice president for finance and business. Also, Curley sentenced to 7 to 23 months incarceration and 2 months probation, 2 years probation. He'll serve 3 months in jail, followed by house arrest, and pay a $5,000 fine. Schultz, given 6 to 23 months incarceration, he'll serve 2 months in jail, followed by house arrest and $5,000 fine. These guys got off really easily. They got off really easy. And it makes me wonder, would Joe Paterno's last days have been spent behind bars if he hadn't passed? And thankfully, the courts have now ruled to the Penn State truthers, who are every bit as bad as the people who try to tell you that, 9/11 was an inside job and the Rosie O'Donnells of the world. Yeah, there weren't even any planes that flew into it. Just listen to me. I can tell you. Listen to me. I can tell you all about it. Just jackassery. The Penn State truthers are the same way. How did the senior officials at Penn State, how did they handle it when they got notified? What did they do? I want to remind you that Joe Paterno got told reportedly on a Friday and then sat on it for 48 hours and then reported it to his bosses when there was a phone probably in the same room. And at any time, a phone call to 911 could have been made. 911. It's a very simple call. And by the way, 911, you can make a call so the Penn State campus police, who are under the thumb of these leaders. And yes, the campus police does not have the same, they're not doing the same things that the state police could do. One call to the state police could have changed everything. Attorney General Josh Shapiro says today's sentencings, which landed all three defendants behind bars, leaves no doubt that there are consequences in the state of Pennsylvania for failing to protect children. And whether he was here for it or not, this was also falls at the door of Joe Paterno. And anybody who says to you, he was following protocol. He had bosses and he had to do what the university says. Joe Paterno was, first of all, a bully. He was a bully. He controlled his little fiefdom famously, as strong as anybody ever did, with an iron fist. Like how many questions he'll answer at a press conference, or who gets to ask questions at a press conference. Joe Paterno... And let me tell you this, there was not a more important or powerful single citizen in the state of Pennsylvania than Joe Paterno, period. And so for those of you who are out there, down there, the Penn State truthers are out there, and they will now try to tell you of some grand conspiracy, and probably right now they're lighting candles around in some abandoned warehouse where they've set up the statue of Joe Pa, and they come and they lay down flowers every day and they show up to chant and have a little ceremony. They will try to convince you that, come on, what could he do? He followed procedure. That's all he's supposed to do. Really? That's all he's supposed to do? Well, thankfully, the courts felt differently about three guys who were actually here to be prosecuted. And though I feel they got off with, honestly, slaps on the wrist, they're not paying the price that I thought they would or they should. But at least there's some modicum of justice. Some out there. But what a story. And I got to wonder, if Joe Pa had been 10 years younger, would he have seen the inside? Looking through a cell, looking out a cell. For just the absolute lack of action by adults on Penn State's campus. Truly incredible. Truly incredible. For a fine university with a fine student body and an excellent education. And so many good things about it. But the cult of football will cause people to set their morals aside. Set their ethics aside. Hoping that something will just go away. Well, the dirty little secret of Happy Valley didn't just go away. And there were victims.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.